Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. Fun is good for you. We all know that. But do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? Whenever a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you, drink Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. And starting with a liquid is wise because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you.
Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
That's right. Action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid, the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Yes, action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
We take you now to the McGee living room, where Mr. McGee is recounting his fascinating adventures of the day to a not very interested wife.
So this wise guy gives me a dirty look and says if I want to stay on his bus, I'll have to cough up another dime.
Really?
So I says, who, me? I says, and he says, nobody else, he says. And I says, oh, I do I? And he says, yes, you do. And I says, you really think so, huh? And he says, I know so. And I says, oh, yeah, and he says, yeah. So I got up and...
Dearie,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how you manage it, but honestly, you have the most fascinating conversations with bus drivers.
Who, me?
Nobody else.
Oh, I do I?
Yes, you do.
You really think so, huh?
I know so.
Oh, yeah?
Wait a minute. How did I get into that dialogue?
You see how easy it happens? I don't have to say two words to that bus driver, and I'm into a beef quicker than an Airedale in a butcher shop.
Pardon me, dearie, but I don't feel so hot this afternoon.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's nothing. Nothing at all.
What do you keep feeling your face for? You got a toothache?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You can't fool old Dad. You got a toothache. And you better just go right down and have it fixed.
It'll go away.
No kidding, Molly. There's no use sitting around here all afternoon suffering. You know my policy. If a tooth starts bothering you, go to the dentist and have it yanked.
If that's your policy, my boy, it must have lapsed right after we were married.
Huh?
For a man who likes to sit down as much as you do, I've never seen anybody so scared of an easy chair with a glass bowl on the arm of it.
Well, I'm different from you.
How do you mean?
I'm a coward. But you're not. You're a big, brave girl, and
well, this isn't enough of a toothache to make a fuss about. It'll go away. Let's just forget it. Change the subject.
Good idea. Get your mind off it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something else entirely.
Good.
How long you had this toothache?
Off and on all day. It's, maybe it's not even a toothache. Just a touch of neuralgia or something like that. Let's forget it.
Good idea. The only thing to do is not talk about it. Think about other things. Come in.
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny. I took the day off.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hi, Oldtimer. Hey, look, before you say anything more, let's not talk about teeth, huh? Molly's got a toothache, and we want to keep off the subject.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Johnny.
Betcha.
Let her forget. Only way to let her forget is to get her mind off on it.
Right, so let's talk about...
Yes, sir, daughter. If you sit around brooding about that awful throbbing pain that keeps going through you like electricity, jangling your nerves like fingernails across a blackboard, and stabbing at your face like little hot needles, it'll hurt.
Thank you.
I remember when I was a kid, kids. We didn't have no dentist in them days. No, sir. Papa used to take care of us kids' toothaches himself.
Yeah, well, let's not go
to... He had a very simple system, Papa did.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever us kids would get a toothache, he'd just tie a string to the tooth, tie the other end to a brick, and heave the brick out of the window.
Yeah.
I mind the last tooth he pulled for me that way. The mayor sued him for $50,000.
The mayor? What the heck business was it of his?
Well, you see, what happened was, Papa tied a string to my tooth, set me down in the living room, tied a brick to the string, and then he took it upstairs and flung it out the second-story window.
For heaven's sake, what happened?
Well, the string yanked me halfway up the hall steps, jammed me into the banisters, and broke. The brick hit the mayor, who happened to be passing, and knocked him into the gutter, cold. The temperance ladies' parade marched by, seen him laying there in the gutter, and called the police. Cops showed the mayor in the pokey. The ladies got up a petition to throw him out of the city hall. And when the mayor come to and got his wind back, he sued Papa for $50,000.
My God.
So, don't pull that tooth with a string and a brick, daughter. Let the dentist do it.
Oh.
So long, kid.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
No matter what your age, your need for vitamins never stops. You cannot look and feel your best if you don't get enough vitamins. Now, when you depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins, you may run a risk of vitamin shortage. So be on the safe side and take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins fortify your meals with all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take, children and adults. Easy-to-take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets are smooth-coated and leave no aftertaste. And you can buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamins for less than 3 cents a tablet. Get them at your drugstore and take them every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
That tooth give you any trouble since lunch, Molly?
Hardly any. It's just a little thing.
I'm worried about you, Tootsie. I think you ought to go to the dentist.
Oh, I don't know. Will you take me?
Sure, I'll take you. I'll drive you down there, and while I'm circling the block looking for a parking place, you can go on in. Probably have it over with by the time I get parked.
Oh, no, you don't. I don't want to go into the dentist by myself. It'll go away. If it hurts any worse, I'll put a hot water bottle on it.
That's no good. I tried that.
You have?
Sure, I had a terrible toothache once, and somebody told me to put a hot water bottle on it, and by the time I got the dad-ratted thing in my mouth, I like to strangle myself.
You put the hot water bottle in your mouth?
Where else have I got teeth? I had emptied the dad-ratted water out of it to get it in my mouth, and then when I tried to fill it up again, it swelled up so much I could hardly get my...
Come in, please.
Well, hello, Molly. Hiya, McGee.
Hi, Fatso. How's the jolly old microbe merchant today?
Hello, Doctor.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
She's got a toothache, Doc. It's been bothering her all day.
Well, there's no use fooling around with a thing like that, Molly. We better get you down to the dentist right now.
That's what I've been telling her, Dockie, but...
I don't want to go by myself, Doctor.
Who said you'd go by yourself? I'll drive you down there right now in my car. Get her hat and coat, McGee.
Sure, Doc, sure. Doc knows best, Molly.
And you better wear your overcoat, McGee. It's plenty cold out.
Me? Well, no use in all of us going. I mean, as long as you're going to take her down there, Doc, there's no...
Are you kidding? You mean to tell me you'd sit here like a lazy, heartless lout and let your brave little wife climb into that dentist chair by herself?
Well, I can't sit with her. Oh. Them chairs are narrow, and, well, I'm allergic, Doc, to drills. Yeah, I had to quit the oil business because I couldn't stand the sound of a drill hitting dry rock.
I'll go if you'll go with me, dearie.
You don't need me, Molly. You're brave, kiddo. I'm not. I'm a dirty coward.
In spades.
You keep out of this, Fatso.
Well.
I wouldn't be any help to you, Molly. I just make you nervous. When it comes to Dennis, I got a yellow streak down my back a yard wide.
Put your overcoat on. It won't show.
Please, dearie.
Well. Okay.
Well.
I'll go get my overcoat and my
mother. Yeah, I'll call your dentist and tell him we're coming right in, Molly. Honestly, if that boy of yours ever had a toothache himself, I don't know what we'd do with him. Hello? Dr. Silsley's office? Speak to the doctor, please. We'd probably have to knock him out here at home and drag him down there by the tail of his... Hello, Silsley? George Gamble. Fine, thanks. Say, I'm over here at the...
Let me hold your arm, McGee.
Oh, you'll be okay, kiddo. The dentist isn't going to hurt you. Is he, Doc? Of
course not. No. I guarantee he won't hurt you, Molly.
Oh, I know that. He never hurts me. I just hate to go through this darn thing, that's all.
Sure, sure. I know how you feel. But it has to be done. Come on in. Give her your arm, McGee. That's it. Hello, Miss Jackson. Here we are.
Hello, Dr. Gamble. Dr. Silsley's expecting you. Mrs. McGee? Mr. McGee.
Hello, Miss Jackson.
Hi, sis.
Go right in, please. Dr. Silsley, here they are.
Well, 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 nice to see you again. Hello, George.
Hi, Doc.
Mrs. McGee, Mr. McGee.
Hello, Doctor.
Hi.
Close the door, Miss Jackson. You're just about on time, Mrs. McGee.
Pretty close, Doctor. I don't know exactly.
Been just a little over a year since the last time, yes.
Last time? Last time what?
Oh, I'd just give anything if there was some other way to do this, Doctor. I just hate to do it like this every year, but he won't come down here by himself.
Ooh, and look out now, Doc. Hey, it's Molly this. I'm not the
grab
one.
Grab his arm, Silsley. I got his feet.
Hey, cut it out. Let me go.
Get him in the chair. That's right. It. Watch the cabinet.
Hey, oh, down.
I'm sorry, McGee, but it gets harder every year to get you down. Oh, dear.
Oh, quit kicking, McGee. Nobody's going to hurt you.
Miss Jackson, quick. Pop his mouth open. Oh, watch your fingers.
I've got it. Wider. Open wider there.
Oh, here, get the strap buckle around his middle. That's it.
Good.
I'm winded.
Now, there we are, Mr. McGee. All ready for your annual checkup again.
Oh, you say.
I'll hold your hand, sweetheart. He won't hurt you.
No, no. Now, all we're going to do now is look them over good. You've got fine, strong teeth. And we're going to keep them that way if we can just get you in here.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Have you ever noticed that shopping trips and catching cold often go hand in hand? Maybe it's because you're out among crowds of people all day, running from heated stores to cold, windy streets and back again. But say, if you do catch cold and it makes you feel miserable, remember this. Alka-Seltzer helps you feel better and in a hurry, too. And that's really what you want when you have a cold, isn't it? To feel better? Alka-Seltzer adds comfort to your cold treatment by relieving the feverish, ache-all-over feeling. And Alka-Seltzer makes a soothing gargle to relieve the raspy, irritated throat a cold sometimes brings. No, having a cold is no fun. So to feel better while you're getting better, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Speedy Alka-Seltzer.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Silsley. We'll see you next year.
Yeah.
Now, you see, McGee, the dentist didn't hurt you a bit. I told you he wouldn't.
Oh, no. You ought to see the big bruise on my chest from Doc Gamble's knee holding me in that chair. Big bully.
Honestly, what a performance. The things I go through to get you to the dentist once a year for a checkup.
Well, the thing that hurts the most is you deceived me, Molly. My own wife. You didn't have a toothache. You told me a deliberate falsehood.
Yes, I did. You drove me to it. And if I have to tell a falsehood to protect my husband's health and make sure his teeth don't need any work done on them, I'll do it again next year.
Good teeth, he said. Don't need a thing done to them. You take good care of me, don't you, kiddo?
Believe me, it isn't easy.
You'll have to think up a better gimmick next year, though. I'll be watching out next year.
I'll think of something.
You probably will. So long, everybody.
See you later. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson played the old-timer and Dr. Silsley, and Arthur Q. Bryan, Dr. Gamble. The nurse was Colleen Collins. Well, tomorrow, the McGees almost catch a criminal, except that... Oh, well, tune it in yourself. We promise you'll like it. This is John Wald bidding you all goodbye until tomorrow.
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.